Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, August the 8th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 63 degrees, a little chilly here for the month of August, and mostly sunny skies in Marion. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We've just had some breaking news come across my screen, thanks to Abby, who I think is out there listening this morning. And we're going to get into this in a second, because minutes ago, I just heard about this for the first time in my life, but apparently it's a thing. So we're going to get into this momentarily after we get through the top of the morning news here. Trust me, this is going to fascinate you to no end. But I do want to remind everybody that today is issue one voting day. My goodness, we've seen the yard signs, we've seen the television commercials, we've seen everything. It's been a thing, and today we're going to find out what's going to happen with issue one. Now, remember essentially what issue one is about. If you vote yes on issue one, it would change the procedure of getting a constitutional amendment on the Ohio Constitution books from a simple majority to 60%. If you vote no on issue one, it would leave it the way it is, which is just over 50%. So, however you feel about the whole thing, a lot of money has been spent on this, and go out and vote, however you feel on each side. So that's issue one. And remember, this is really tied to abortion. Everybody has said that ever since Roe versus Wade was overturned last year. This has been a big deal, and we're going to see what's going to happen with it today. I really don't know. I've talked about this and talked about this and talked about this, and I don't know. I think high voter turnout will probably be good for a no vote on issue eight, but I wonder how many people will be confused when they go to the polls today. It's really the only thing on the ballot. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that, and we'll have the results tomorrow to see if it's a yes or a no on issue one. Does anybody have any thoughts on issue one, even if you don't have a feeling on issue one itself? If you don't have an opinion, do you think it's going to pass or do you think it's going to fail? That's an interesting question. Now, I am back at the home office today, so the telephone number is 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on issue one. It is issue one day today. And again, all really tied back to abortion. Everybody has said this. Roe versus Wade gets overturned. And it's going to be on the November ballot, abortion rights. So we think there is a lawsuit that has been filed against it. But we really don't know if that's going to stop it from getting on the November ballot or not. But issue one's here, and we'll see what happens today. Again, just speaking to the money that's been spent, I had another mailer show up. Your vote, your voice. And it was written to a VIP voter, and it's got my address on here. And it's kind of funny because it looks like it was written in hand, but I'm not sure that it was. Dear VIP voter, Ohio voters can make laws through ballot initiatives with a simple majority, and ballot initiatives is underlined. Keep this freedom by voting no on issue one, and voting no on issue one is underlined. Please vote early, starting July 11th, or on Election Day, August the 8th. And vote early is underlined, and Election Day, August the 8th, is underlined. Now, it's kind of interesting because it's underlined in different color pen. The last two underlinings are in purple, the middle underlining is in pink, and the first underlining is in blue. So that's issue one. And again, my parting words on issue one are just simply this. However you feel about abortion, however you feel about constitutional amendments in Ohio, I just wish more people would speak out about this. Not that it would ever change anybody's mind. I don't know that it would. But I think if people heard firsthand accounts of why people did what they did, why people got abortions, I think that it would take the edge off somewhat. Now, I've spoken before that I thought I should be able to allow, I should be able to say if somebody's had one. But you know what? I guess that ends up being somebody else's business, and that's the way that goes. Let's go on to more flowery news today. Let's see here. You know, nobody's perfect is what we should learn from this. Because I know a lot of people who have had abortions who probably did regret them years later. I don't know. I think they regretted them. And why not say that? I don't know. It's just all very convoluted to me. As if that would make you a bad person. I don't know if it makes you a bad person, because I think that's why people are scared to talk about it. They think that people will think badly of them. I don't know if they would. I really don't. I don't know. You know, who is the arbiter to say when somebody is going to think bad of you? I don't know if that would do it or not. You know, I really think about this a lot when I'm on the show. It's not like I sit around at night thinking about it. But I really do think a lot of times that if people just came clean on this stuff, that it would be a weight off their chest, and it would be a weight off of other people's chest who may be keeping that secret for them. That's all I got to say about that. And who knows, maybe one day I'll have a moment where I just come on and say, you know what, this person did this, and does that change your mind? I don't think it would. I really don't think it would, but again, that's my opinion. All right, the Friday night show coming up this Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. I do believe Carrington Nelson is returning this Friday night, so we look forward to that. And our big string of shows on Friday morning has been a lot of fun, and it will continue to be a lot of fun this week. I'm live from 8:15 to 9, and then Pastor Whitaker's there from 9:15 to 10, and then Matt Morgan comes in and joins me from 10:15 to 11, and then we have the new Pastor Craig show telling you everything going on in Marion from 11:15 to 12, and then the Exchange Club's there on Friday afternoon from 12:15 to 1. Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan, and myself. And we have had a lot of fun with that in past weeks. And, of course, Friday Night Live on Friday night, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. I got two new top 10 lists this morning from Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio. I thank Bob for continuing to supply those lists. It's very, very nice to have those. I know people enjoy the top 10 lists. So we thank Bob for supplying those. And we have two new ones for this coming Friday. One for Friday morning and one for Friday night. Okay. Yesterday, I got into a little bit of a conversation here, and I want to just clear something up. What I was talking about, we spend a lot of time talking about marriage and relationships and why they work and why they don't and so on and so forth. And for some reason, during these conversations over the last month or two, some people have felt that I have a fear of marriage, maybe because I've never been married, and maybe because I don't want to be married. Now, I understand that. I get why people would think I have a fear of marriage. Well, yesterday I came on, and I wanted to explain that it's not a fear of marriage, because if it were a fear, I would be saying I would never do it. Now, I'm not saying that I would never get married. I'm just saying that the people I have been around heretofore are not people that I wanted to marry. And that doesn't mean that they're bad people. Maybe they didn't want to marry me. It just means that they weren't the type of people who I would want to be married to. Because I look at a lot of things in people when I'm in a relationship with them. I look at their record. I look at how they have done with relationships in the past. You know, I'm not a person who can overlook all of that. I can overlook it to the point to hang around with them, but I think to myself, do I want to be, you know, just another number in this conveyor belt? I don't know if I want to be that. So I figure if I don't marry them, I'm not going to end up being on the conveyor belt. And also, some people you just look at and you think, well, they should not be married. And if you don't think they should be married, then you probably do not want to be the person marrying them. Now, I did say yesterday, and people doubted this, that there was a time, there was a girl at one point who I thought I wanted to be married to. Now, I never said that to the person. And I never proposed, and I never did any of that. See, this is where I'm different than most guys. If most guys get that notion that they want to be married to the girl, they're proposing. They're running out to the jewelry store. They're buying the diamond ring. They're getting down on one knee before the light turns green. See, I'm a little more thoughtful in that situation. So I don't do any of that. And like I say, the thought only lasted about 15 minutes. But I thought, you know, this is the type of girl that I could be married to. And it only lasted 15 minutes, but I think it does prove the fact that I would be married, so there is no fear of marriage, but just not something that has happened yet. Now, not to say that somebody couldn't come in tomorrow and I could, well, hey, I'd marry that person. That could happen. You know, it really could, but the women in the past were just not that for me. Good people, good times, but not marrying material. That's all I'm saying. Now, if somebody else wants to marry them, go ahead. The conveyor belt continues. Now, okay, now we got to get to this breaking story today. Oh, and by the way, I brought that up because yesterday, I've already mentioned her this morning, Abby was listening to the show, and she seemed to think that I was full of beans when I said that I would marry somebody. And that's just not true. I really would. I would marry them if I wanted to. And you know what? I feel a little bad even when I'm talking about people's past history because it's not even just that. If somebody had a horrible past history with men, I could still overlook it if I really believed that they were genuine about what they were doing. I mean, it wouldn't stop me. That wouldn't be the only thing that would keep me from wanting to marry somebody. There's a lot of things. Personality traits, how do they treat people, things like that. You know, a lot of stuff goes into it. But I was not full of beans, and I would. I would marry somebody if the right person came along. You know, just like all these other people say, if the one ever came along, I'd be right there. Again, if you have any questions or comments, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I think this absolves me from having a marriage fear. Now, okay. Now, this is something interesting. This is the breaking news I got right before I went on the air this morning. I had no idea this was a thing. Okay, here it is. August the 8th. Now, apparently this is a yearly thing. August the 8th is the Lionsgate portal. So, well, let me read this as it is. The Lionsgate portal is open to the universe. Today's thoughts and manifestations determine the whole next year for us. Okay, so the person who told me this said they've been looking forward to this day, so we have to be very intentional about our thoughts and words and really focus on where we want to be next year at this time. So apparently it's a journey. So yes, this does go on every August the 8th, but apparently this person just learned about it. So this person has never had this day to know to be intentional. The 8 on its side is the infinity sign, which apparently, okay, the number 8 in numerology represents abundance and wealth. But this person doesn't just mean wealth in the sense of money. Okay, so I don't understand that. What I just said, I really have no understanding of. So today we have to be intentional of our thoughts and our our thoughts and what we say and where we want to be a year from now. But it's not necessarily about money, and it's not necessarily about, I'm not really sure what it's about, to be honest with you. But apparently, has anybody ever heard of this Lionsgate thing on August the 8th? Apparently, it happens every year. It sets your year right up. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. I don't know. I mean, I think it's an interesting idea that for this 24-hour period, we've got to be very intentional about what we say and what we think, and that will set our pace for the next year. So I guess we need to think good things, and we need to think where we want to be a year from now. And I guess if we think that today, and if we believe that today, then in a year, we'll be in good shape, or we'll have what we want. You know, I'm interested. Is this one of those things where you can't tell people where you want to be a year from now? Like, if you tell somebody where you want to be, it kind of negates the whole thing. I don't know. I've never heard of this. Has anybody else ever heard of this? This is the first I've heard of it this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It does bring up an interesting question, though. Where do you want to be a year from now? What are your intentions? What are you thinking about this morning? Where do you want to be on August the 8th, 2024? You know, I'm trying to think to myself, where do I want to be? What do I want to be doing on August the 8th, 2024? Well, of course, you know, I still want to be here. I want to be alive. I want to be, of course, healthy. I think everybody would say that. I think I want to be active. I don't know beyond that, to be honest. Where would you want to be a year from now? Now, Lionsgate, you know, by the way, wasn't there a group years ago, the Lionsgate cult? Didn't they all kill themselves? Was that in August? Was that like August the 8th? I don't remember. I just remember that happening many years ago, probably close to 30 years ago. Does anybody remember that whole Lionsgate cult thing? I don't know. All has to do with numerology. All has to do with the number 8. So if you're just tuning in again, remember, today is it's a Lionsgate portal. The Lionsgate portal is open in the universe. So today's thoughts and manifestations determine the whole next year for us. So you've got to look forward to this day. So we've got to be very intentional about our thoughts and words and really focus on where we want to be next year at this time. The 8th on its side is the infinity sign. So you have to be intentional. Oh, okay. Well, it was Heaven's Gate, not Lion's Gate. Well, that could be right. The Heaven's Gate cult. Well, you know what? Some mornings it's like that around here. Although I do have this giant monitor in front of me now, which I've been talking about the last few days that I purchased over the weekend. This is a big monitor, 32 inches wide. I can see everything. I can see the moon on this thing. I could go out and stand across the street and still do this show. This monitor's so big. But Lionsgate. So you have to be intentional about your thoughts, and you have to be intentional about your what you're saying. Well, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what I'll do. Because of this whole marriage thing, I'm going to think in my head, because I don't think you should probably say it out loud, I'm going to think of somebody in my head that I would want to be married to a year from now. And we'll see if that happens. See, next year I could be coming and doing this show from a marriage. You know, there you go. Let's see if this works. So, I just pictured somebody in my head, somebody who I think I could probably stand to be married to. And we'll see if it happens. And that would absolve my whole fear of marriage. I don't know about things like this. I don't know. I wonder what other people think and want to happen a year from now. Does this mean you're unhappy with the way things are now? Is that the connotation? I don't know. Or maybe you just want things that aren't going on now? Want things to change in a certain way? I don't know. People get stuck in ruts. That could certainly happen. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Lionsgate. All having to do with the number 8. Think the Lionsgate. Where is the Lionsgate portal? The Lionsgate portal is open in the universe. Thoughts and manifestations. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because how do you control your thoughts and manifestations? Don't your thoughts just kind of go off on their own? I mean, I don't know that you really control your thoughts, because sometimes you think about things that really you would not normally think about. A thought just pops in your head. Now, I'm not really sure what you would call a manifestation. Is that something you hope will happen? Is that what a manifestation is? So you think, well, this is what I would want to happen in the next year? I don't know. This could be a thing. I'm not saying this is not a thing at all. You know, how many times have we heard of people on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day putting a note or a check in a sock drawer and hoping that something will happen in the next year? It's certainly not unheard of, so I don't think that that's the idea here. I just find this interesting, and I just heard about this. I wonder if this is something people do who are looking for something in life. And, you know, not that people aren't looking for things. I think in some way we're all looking for something in life. We're all looking for some kind of answers. But I don't know, is it a change you want? Is it something that's not there right now that you want? Is it, I want things to stay the same? Is that the manifestation? Is that the intention? I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this all day, because apparently I have until midnight tonight to get this right. So there you go. You heard it here first on this program. It is a big day because it is August the 8th, and 8 is the infinity sign in numerology. So the Lionsgate portal is open in the universe. Today's thoughts and manifestations determine the whole next year for us. So I'm trying to think what I was thinking last August the 8th. What in the world was I thinking last August the 8th? Because if that was a manifestation or a thought of what happened in the last year, who knows what I was thinking on August the 8th last year. It's been an interesting year, to say the least. But I, you know, people are excited about this, and I think that's good. You know, really what this comes back to in a way is hope. I think it gives people hope for whatever's going on in their life. Because if you don't like what's going on in your life, or you want some kind of change in some particular area, it's always good to have hope. I'm all for this. 740-751-4038. Any thoughts at all? 740-751-4038. All right. We did have a funny story here this morning, if I can find it on this huge monitor. All right. Right next door in Pennsylvania. This is actually in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. You know, years ago, I was driving down the road with somebody, and somebody said, hey, there's Lebanon. Now, I don't think it's Lebanon. I think it's Lebanon, but Lebanon, Pennsylvania. An enormous Lebanon bologna sandwich, billed as one of the world's largest, has been unveiled at the Central Pennsylvania Fair. The 150-foot-long, 45.7-meter-long sandwich was created Tuesday night at the Lebanon Area Fair by a large crew of volunteers as the Bologna Security. Lebanon bologna is known for its distinct smoked and tangy flavor. Every foot-long bite was sponsored at $100 per foot. The money was donated to Lebanon County Christian Ministries and their efforts to help people dealing with food insecurity in the Lebanon Valley. Penn Live reports that Bologna Security used 600 slices of provolone cheese and 1,200 slices of half-sweet and original Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna to create 900 sandwiches, or 6 sandwiches per foot. Fairgoers had a chance to enjoy the sandwich for free Tuesday night. Lebanon is 72 miles northwest of Philadelphia, so on the other side of the state. But can you imagine this? 600 slices of provolone cheese, 1,200 slices of half-sweet and original Seltzer's Lebanon bologna. Well, I didn't even know there was a bologna known, a famous bologna in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. 900 sandwiches were created, and people could, I guess people who were at the fair could enjoy this sandwich on Tuesday night. Was it Tuesday night? So this might have been a week ago. Yeah, last Tuesday night. Wonder what a piece of Seltzer's Lebanon bologna tastes like. Has anybody ever been to that part of Pennsylvania and had Seltzer's Lebanon bologna? Is that a thing? 4.57-meter-long sandwich. 150-foot-long bologna sandwich. Well, I think that's fascinating. You know, this might give the GNR a run for its money. What do you make of the 150-foot bologna sandwich created in Pennsylvania? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's a lot of bologna. I guess they could say in Lebanon that they're full of bologna. They're full of bologna in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I wonder, did it, I don't think it said who donated all of this stuff. Or maybe they purchased it. I have no idea. The money was donated to the Lebanon County Christian Ministry. So that's nice that it went to a good cause. But holy moly, that is a big, big bologna sandwich. You know what I'm interested in? The person who brought up this Lionsgate thing to me, I'm interested to know what they're thinking about today. What are the positive thoughts on their mind that they're hoping for in the next year? Because I think if I understood what thoughts you're supposed to be thinking about, I would have a better grasp on what this really is. Lion's Gate. Where is the Lion's Gate portal? Apparently, it's in the universe somewhere. You know, this reminds me of superstitions, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily a superstition, but does anybody have any weird superstitions? You know, we've heard so many of them over the years. Step on a crack, break your mother's back, don't break a mirror, a black cat walking in front of you creates bad luck, don't walk under a ladder. You know, we have a lot of these things. Does anybody really have a superstition or something like this that they do? Or try to avoid? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, you know something else I did want to talk about here this morning? I was talking yesterday about how the Marion Star was finally running something on President Harding. So I guess it would be, what, six days after his death? They were talking about his centennial, the centennial of his death. And it was on the internet yesterday morning, and I saw the Marion Star yesterday, the hard copy, and there was nothing in there in regard to the 100th anniversary. So I don't know if it's in today's paper. I don't know what happened with that. Does anybody have a hard copy of today's Marion Star? Is the story about President Harding's centennial in there today? Because it wasn't in there yesterday. Let me know if the Harding story's in there. 740-751-4038. And is it in, are we of the idea now that it's better late than never to get it in there? And do people read the Marion Star anymore? You know, I had a conversation about this not too long ago with somebody. You used to be able to say, did you see that in the Star? Did you see that in the newspaper? Well, you know, that's not really a thing anymore. You can ask people that question, but not everybody looks at that. Really, social media has become the way of the world. So I don't know. Is there anything about President Harding in the newspaper today? 740-751-4038. And I'll tell you another sure sign that summer's just about over. I think school is starting next week for some people. Back to school. The summer getting ready to wrap up. Can you imagine, has this not been the most quick summer? And I know we say that every year, but my goodness, it feels as if this summer has just blown right by. And I think that's why when we go out now and it's a 64-degree morning, that's a little different. You know, we're still in the month of August. Okay, you know, we had a Family Feud question last week that we did not finish, I don't think. Matter of fact, I'm not even sure how far we got in this. So, you know what? If you remember it from last week, you can call in with the correct answers. But we'll see if we can get these today. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Remember that category? I think we did that last Thursday. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. There are five big answers. Now, I know we had some of these because I remember doing the category. I don't remember which ones we had in particular, though. So of the five, if you do remember any of them, you can give them to us again, and we'll add them to the list here and see if we can get all five here this morning. 49 minutes past the hour. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. A place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Go ahead, caller.
Here we go. I'll say church.
Church. Yes, church was number five on the list. Have you ever heard of this Lion's Gate thing?
I think it was in one of the papers I gave you. Is that there's something where, is that what you're talking about in the sky? It won't happen again for so much. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, I think this happens every year is what I'm being told. But
No, this I don't think. Somehow they, Well, is it going to be dark or something? You'll have to read it. I don't know if it's in August or September. I don't know if it's going to be dark, but there's a couple of things I think that's happening.
Well, apparently this is today because it's August the 8th, and 8th in numerology represents abundance and wealth. So apparently you're supposed to be mindful of your thoughts and your feelings today because that's going to set the tone for the rest of the year.
Oh, but there's something where two things, I don't know, they're supposed to line up or something. And I think it won't happen again for, I don't know if it's 100 years or something. There's something like that, too, that's going to happen. No, I don't remember anything about that.
I don't know. It's just a little confusing because I'm not sure if you're supposed to tell people what you're thinking about or if you're just supposed to think about it all day. Is it supposed to be something you want? Is it supposed to be something you want to change? I guess I'm not really sure what this exactly means today, but I think it's interesting.
It seems like there's something like that, but I don't remember anything like that. You're just supposed to think of something, right?
I think so. I think you're just your thoughts and what you say today and your manifestations are supposed to be what you want them to be for the next year.
I don't remember that, but I remember I think something's supposed to line up. It seemed like it was in August, September, or sometime.
Well, the person
seems like it'll be a lot of it's going to be a long time, I think, before it happens again.
Well, it's interesting because the person who sent me this information this morning says she's been looking very forward to this event happening. So I guess it's a big thing, but I'm not sure what you're supposed to think about. You know, I don't know if it's like Christmas where you want something, you think about that, or is it life events?
Probably just good thoughts.
Well, yeah,
probably
I mean,
good thoughts.
Right. Well, I hope people have good thoughts every day that, you know, everybody's well and everybody's happy a year from now. But I don't know. I guess I just don't quite understand. I don't know what the Lionsgate portal is.
Is this yearly or just once every...
No, this is every year. Yeah, every August.
See, I've never heard of that before, but I think in the Marine Star, one of those I gave you, I think there's two things that's supposed to happen. But I don't remember that. That could have been one.
Well, I tell you, there's all kinds of things happening. So hopefully, I guess, think good thoughts today and think where you want to be a year from now, and hopefully you'll be there.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right. Yes, church on our list today was number 5. Now, remember the category again. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Church is number 5. There are 4 other answers. Now, again, we did do this category last week, but I don't remember which ones we got and which ones we did not get. So you can chime in with anything at this point. Name a place that's filled with people who don't want to be there. Church is number 5. What are the other 4 answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning out there. 8823, how about that?
Yeah, so what do you think about the Lionsgate?
I never even heard of Lionsgate. I've heard of Watergate.
Well, see, that's why you listen to this show. We get all the information to you.
It rained yesterday, so maybe that was the water and this is the lion. So I ain't lion. I said jail or prison. That was number 1. And then someone said cemetery, and I said, well, doesn't necessarily mean living people, I guess. So those were on there before.
Yeah, prison was number 1, and cemetery was number 4.
I think I said school. Nobody said that.
Yeah, no school on the list.
Yeah, somebody say traffic jam. Is that kind of count?
No traffic jam on the list.
I mean, the big traffic jam when Del Taco opened, and there was a line all the way out to Bucyrus, I think.
Yeah, it was a long traffic jam. That's for sure.
So, you've been to Bucci's, right? I think you talked to Bucci's.
Yes, I have been to Bucci's.
Been to their buffet several times. They always dread that I come in because any buffet always loses money on me.
Do they tell you they dread when you come in?
Well, don't let the 168 pounds on the scale fool you. I eat about a tenth that much when I come there.
So do they give you dirty looks or something?
No, no. They just go ahead and fill my drinks, and they say, "Oh gosh, it's the skinny pig once again." But it's okay. I mean, it means I like the food, right? I mean, if it all gets digested, obviously I'm enjoying it.
So what's on the buffet? I've never had the buffet.
There's usually like a couple kinds of pizzas and really good salad. It has a lot of romaine lettuce. I guess the romaine lettuce poisoning, that was a few years ago, right? So hasn't affected any health issues. Olives and onions and pepperonis and cheese and miscellaneous salad components. And some bread, little cute little pieces of bread, and like one or two kinds of pasta. And meat sauce is really good. It's almost like chili. It's so thick. And for Sunday, they have French toast or waffles or something similar, and eggs, potatoes.
And what'd you say the cost was for the buffet?
15 big ones.
So $15, but you can eat all you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's just easier that way. That way I can kind of serve myself and not have to bother any of the wait staff, just to fill my drink, of course. And interestingly, they seem to have four bathrooms. I noticed that when I was there a few days ago. It's like a family restroom, a generic restroom, a men's and a women's. So kind of pick which one you want to use.
Well, you can never...
kind of fascinated by that.
Well, you can never go wrong with too many bathrooms.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of fascinating that you go in, I think it says west, and then there's like a line of bathrooms. It's just different with the location, because I used to like to go to it when it was the warehouse, and I'm glad it's reopened.
So what is your wish for the next year with the Lionsgate portal being open today?
Well, I hope that this milestone birthday coming up, I'm even better looking then than I am now.
And that's your wish?
Even more fabulous and as excellent as I can be with this, you know, this tremendous birthday coming up.
Well, that's interesting.
I just kind of find it hard to believe that this tremendous birthday is actually coming up.
Now, when's it coming up?
Well, next year.
Oh, well, so we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's just such a big birthday, I could kind of start planning for it.
You seem a little paranoid of it, to start preparing the year before.
Yeah, well, to me, this is one of the biggest milestone birthdays. Kind of depends what you consider it, and I think since I've been an adult, and that's, of course, been a long time, what people might consider a milestone has probably changed. And, you know, it's a perspective, Scott, and you probably feel the same way. You know, you had a milestone 2.5 years ago, right? And when you were a kid, you probably thought, oh, when I'm that particular age, that's old. And to me, and now it's like, well, that's just the beginning of middle age.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, honestly, I never really thought much about it. I at that time, it had a zero on the end. I remember that. So I guess people do tend to celebrate those more often. But I really didn't. I didn't. As far as psychologically, I don't think it had any effect on me in any way. I didn't think too much about it.
Yeah, I think it's also too, for younger people, 18 doesn't really mean much. Because all the ages to do adult things now seems to be 21. And then driving 16, or it's 15 and a half.
I think gambling's still 18.
Gambling's 21, isn't it?
Lottery
is 18, I think.
I think you can go to like bingo games. I think you can go to bingo games.
The casino is 21, that I know.
Well, the casino, I think it's a little different.
Yeah, the lottery is 18. Because it's kind of ironic that Scioto Downs and other racinos are run by the lottery commission. You have to be 18 to use the slots, or they call them VLTs. But 18 to buy lottery tickets, or you can get a lottery ticket as a gift if you're under 18. It just, to me, you know, drinking is kind of a rite of passage. And when I was younger, it wasn't even enforced at 18 in a lot of places, and now it's very strictly enforced, and it's definitely 21. So that I guess that's kind of part of it. It's all a perspective. And also, I think you'd agree, Scott, like I look at my nephew and other people in that young adult, older child age group. When you or I were kids, when did we want a car, right? Well, we wanted to drive and get our license. Nowadays, kids don't even care. They want a fancy computer or PS5 or PS6 or whatever the current version is. They want the technology.
It's
they
a whole
video games. And it's, the car doesn't even really matter
nope,
anymore.
Here comes the break, Adam. Thanks for calling, but it certainly is okay. A new perspective. We'll
no
be back.
No problem, Scott. Thanks for taking the call.
We'll be back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm and you're doing what I used to do. Just